You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Houston Astros edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. I am joined by Brian McTaggart. Tags, your wedding anniversary plans were almost thrown askew by a 13-inning game on Wednesday. Hopefully that didn't mess you up too much.
No, luckily they start them pretty early out here. But, yeah, it was a long game and a battle of attrition. But, got the anniversary celebrated and now ready to focus on some baseball.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, well, the Astros are coming off consecutive series losses to the Mariners and the Angels. But they have been hitting home runs in bunches lately, as they're prone to do when they're hot. Pretty entertaining, Tags, pretty entertaining offense when they are rolling the way they have been lately. And they want to keep it rolling, obviously, in a big homestand against the Yankees and Royals here coming up.
Yeah, they lose a couple of series. But, you know, overall, they on the eight-game road trip, they go 4-4. So, you know, I take that, hold serve on the road. And you're right, they were bashing home runs again, like you saw earlier in the year. They had a 10-game span where they homered in 10 consecutive games. Nine of those were multiple home run games. And, of course, when you're doing that, it's just very tough to beat this team. But they came back down to earth a little bit yesterday and were shut down. But, yeah, the biggest homestand of the year, I think, coming up for a lot of reasons. You know, I think they need to build on a little momentum at home as they go into the All-Star break. And they have the Yankees and Royals coming in and a couple of teams, you know, pushing that are up there in the playoff race as well. And I think we'll get some big crowds. So I think it's going to be a fun week at Minute Maid Park and see how they respond and, take care of business at home, which they've really haven't been able to flex a lot of muscle at home yet.
Well, one guy flexing muscle this season, Luis Valbuena. This is one of those on pace for. Don't expect him to do it, but he's on pace to become the first hitter ever to finish the season with more than 40 home runs and a batting average below 200. We've seen power and burst from this guy in the past. I don't know if we've seen it quite this consistent, Tags, but of course it is offset a bit by that batting average. What have you made of Valbuena's season to date?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre. Like you said, 19 home runs. His career high was 60, and that was last year with the Cubs. I remember when they traded for him, Jeff Luno was like, you know, he can provide some pop at third base,
right?
16 home runs. And we're like, okay, you know, if he hits 15, 17 home runs. And here we are on June 25th, he's got 19. He's got more home runs than Mike Trout. So, but, yeah, the batting average is eye-opening. I think he's got this uppercut swing that – when he makes contact, I mean, he does not get cheated, but I think is also his bat does not stay in the strike zone very long. So it just leaves a little margin for error. And when he connects, more often than not, he connects with it really, really well. So, you know, it's working for him right now. I'm sure they would like the average to get a little higher. He did have a single on Sunday, and when he had the two home run game, he had a single to left field, which they were really encouraged with. So, you know, if he can get the average up a little bit, but even if he's hitting 200, it's hard to take a guy out of your lineup that's bashing home runs and driving in runs like that. So, yeah, just a weird deal when you have almost as many home runs as you do singles.
Yeah, that is a weird one. He's had a strange season. One guy who is he's strange in a good way. He's just an extraordinary talent for a 20-year-old, Carlos Correa. Since he's come up, he's hitting 300. He's got four home runs already, a few multi-hit games already. Eric Ibar maybe said it best the other day. So he looks like A-Rod and he plays like Trout. And that's pretty good praise overall. What's your takeaway now that he's been up for a few weeks? I know there's no surprise as far as the confidence standpoint, and this is a very confident kid. But it's certainly eye-catching when a kid comes up who is this highly touted and this young. To live up to those expectations right from the get-go.
Yeah, Anthony, he's done that, and I don't think anybody's surprised. I mean, nothing phases him. He's just he's been here all his life, and even by the way, in the clubhouse and around his teammates, if you have to pick out who's the 20-year-old in here, you didn't know anybody, you would say, well, not this guy. This guy's one of the veterans. He's been around. He's just has this presence about him, but he's just very under control. Everything he does is under control. His at-bats are under control. He's not out there trying to make plays to prove himself. He knows what he can do and can't do. And, you know, we all know he has a world of talent. On Saturday in Anaheim, he went over and got a chance to meet Albert Pujols. And I think Pujols was more excited to meet him than Correa was to meet Pujols. He said he grew up watching him since, 5 years old in Puerto Rico. So and I think he's going to get a lot of that around the league. And, you know, this week the Yankees are in Houston, and the A-Rod comparisons, maybe we'll get a chance to get a picture of him and A-Rod side to side and try to see who's who. But so far, so good with this kid, and I don't think it surprised everybody. He's going to be playing shortstop for the Astros for a long, long time.
Well, on the subject of big-name prospects, Mark Appel was promoted to AAA, struggled at the outset of the season at AA, made some improvements along the way. So he moves up a level. But what's the deal there, Tags? I thought the Astros just moved their pitchers from AA straight to the big leagues. This guy doesn't get to skip that step, huh?
Yeah, well, the way Velasquez and McCullers were pitching, they were actually dominating at AA, and, you know, McCullers has been up and done pretty well. Velasquez has been hit or miss, but, you know, like you said, Appel scuffled for a while, and it's just taken him a little bit longer than some of these other guys. And yeah, he has put together three or four good starts now, and, you know, I think deep down the Astros might not say this, but I think they feel some pressure to get Appel to the major leagues. I mean, you're talking about a number one overall pick who was a senior college player at one of the top conferences in the country, and 2 years later he's still in AA. I think they feel some pressure to push him up, and, you know, I think Mark is ready for a jump to the next level. I talked to him the other day, and he says he's getting more confidence by the day, and that he's throwing his fastball a little more early in the count, getting ahead early in the count. I mean, he was nitpicking a little bit. He was falling behind. And so I think Doug Brocale, the pitching coach at AA, he did so much great work with McCullers and Velasquez, has helped Mark as well. And this is the next step for him. If he goes down there and has a good month, I think he could be a guy we see up here as well. We all know he has the stuff. He still throws 97, 98. His stuff is there. I think if he just learns to know what pitch to throw and what counts and it is aggressive, you know, I think he can join some of these guys and that he started the rotation with in AA this year.
Colin McHugh, and the subject of the rotation, Colin McHugh, he had a rough May, of course, and a rough first start in June, but his last couple outings, Tags, how encouraged are they that he's turned things around and can be an effective member of the staff, a standout member of the staff?
Well, they're very encouraged because they were depending on Keuchel and McHugh, and then they had Feldman, and then, like, you know, we'll figure out the rest after that. And if all of a sudden McHugh is not pitching well like he did in May, now you have problems because now you have a hole in your rotation you weren't expecting. But yeah, his last two starts very promising. Yesterday he was just a defensive play away from maybe having a chance to go to the ninth and pitch a shutout in Anaheim. But kind of like Appel, they got him to establish his fastball a little bit more. He used his fastball more and attacked hitters a little bit more yesterday, which is what they wanted him to do. And, you know, two good starts under your belt. And, you know, you like to see him build on that because, you know, we all know the Astros need pitching. They're going to have to go get a guy in the rotation. And they don't need Colin McHugh to be struggling and then having more pitching problems. So, yeah, good signs that McHugh's put together back-to-back consecutive starts for sure.
And it seems like Appel's promotion to AAA, him knocking on the door, that doesn't affect that deadline strategy at all. They're still one of those teams expected to beat the bushes in search of a starter, right?
Oh yeah, they want a veteran guy in here. I mean, we know all the names that are out there: the Casimirs, Cueto's, Mike Leake. So, you know, I think those are the type of guys they're going to make a run at. And, you know, talking with some people in the organization, they would like to see it done sooner than later. Why wait for July 31st? I mean, if you're going to make a deal and send away some prospects, get him now, get him in early July where you can get an extra three or four starts out of him. So it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they do pull a deal because a lot of people are going to be looking at the Casimirs and Cueto's. There's going to be a lot of teams looking for those guys. You know, who's going to be the right fit? Who can package the prospects? I think the Astros will be as aggressive as anybody.
And one last note, Tag, they signed their top pick, Alex Bregman, the shortstop. And I enjoyed in our story on MLB.com points out this kid, he turned an unassisted triple play at 5 years old. So he's got something in there. It's something brewing there with Mr. Bregman.
Yeah, having a five-year-old who played ball, just to have the mental wherewithal to know what to do when you get the ball and get one out, much less three, is pretty impressive. But everybody you talk to about this kid just says he's just such a hard worker, a great ball player, a tough hitter. You know, now we get a chance to see it. I think he's going to sign actually today and get out in the minor league system. And he could be one of those quick movers. And we all know he's a shortstop, and the Astros have a pretty good shortstop. So that's going to be interesting to see. You know, obviously he's going to be a year or two away. But the more I talk to people about Bregman or read about him, it's just amazing. People talk about the makeup and just how dedicated he is to baseball and getting better. And like you said, started at 5 years old when he knew what to do in a situation like that. So you know, maybe they have another special one on their hands with this guy.
Seems like it. All right. I want to thank Mr. McTaggart for joining us, and happy anniversary to you, Tags. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.